Windows Explorer. Windows includes a utility called Windows Explorer that allows you to manage and organize your files. Windows Explorer not only lets you view files on your computer, such as on your hard drive, but you can also look at files on network drives, CDs or DVDs, flash drives, also known as thumb drives or pen drives, memory cards, and so on. Think of your hard drive as a big filing cabinet. Inside this drive are individual folders, and inside each folder could be individual files, or yet more folders. Inside those folders can be more files and folders, and inside each folder could be more folders. You can take this as far as you like. We can use Windows Explorer to browse this information, search it, manipulate it, and so on. We can start Windows Explorer a few different ways. I'm going to press Windows key E, because that will launch Windows Explorer regardless of where we are right now.
Local disk, C-type local disk, total size 232 GB, free space 164 GB, 104.
So Windows Explorer just opened, and it took us to the list of available drives that we can look at. The first one, in my case, is the C drive. That's the local disk, or the hard drive. We can arrow through this list to see what other drives are available. Let's press the down arrow.
Devices with removable storage, 2 group. DVD RW drive, D-type CD drive, 2 of 4. Secure digital storage device, C-type removable disk, total size 7.39 GB, free space 2.60 GB, 3 of 4. Network location, 1 group.
Windows Vista and Windows 7 organize the type of drive that you're looking at into categories. Windows XP does not do this. So if you're running XP and you don't see these groups, don't worry about it. That's normal. Now, by default, Windows Explorer shows what's called the tile view. This causes your files and folders to appear kind of in a grid, which visually looks nice, but is not as friendly with the keyboard. To make our lives easier, let's go ahead and set this to detailed view. To do that, we'll press Alt-V to open the view menu.
V, status bar V.
And we can either arrow down until we get to details, or I can just press the letter D.
D, menu closed. Items view list box.
So the grid is gone. Instead, you have one item per line. And in addition to seeing the file or folder name, you will also see information about that file or folder. To demonstrate that, let's arrow back up until we get to the local disk C option, and I will press the Enter key to open it.
Device, local disk C type, local disk, total size 232 GB, freeze.
Okay.
Recycle. Print date modified 11/25/2010, 8:36 a.m. Type file folder 1 of 73.
Notice that we heard the name of the first folder in the C drive. We also heard some additional information about it, such as that it is a folder, and the date it was modified. And we also heard how many items are in the top level of the C drive. In this case, there are 73. Something unique to Windows 7 is that you can use your left and right arrow keys to actually review this information. If you're using Windows Vista or XP, you won't be able to do this. But since we are running Windows 7, I can just quickly press the right arrow key a few times and you'll see what I mean.
Date modified 11/25/2010, 8:36 a.m. Read only edit box.
Okay, there's the date modified. I can right arrow again.
Type file folder read only edit box.
There's the type, it says that it's a file folder.
Size read only edit box.
There's a size, but of course right now since it's looking at a file folder, it's not going to give me that. But it will if there's a file selected. And that's it. What's nice about this is you can also up and down arrow between items, and your cursor will remain in the same column. So for example, if I were to go to the date modified field by left arrowing twice.
Type file folder. Date modified 11/25/2010, 8:36 a.m. Read only edit box.
I can start pressing the down arrow key and hear the date modified of whichever item I'm selecting.
Date modified 10/31/2009. Date modified 5/25/2009. Date modified 2/11/2010, 6:04 p.m. Read only edit box.
Of course, when I do that, I don't hear the name of the newly focused item because my cursor isn't directly focusing that. If I left arrow to the very beginning of this column, I will hear everything. I will hear the name of the item that gets selected, when it was modified, what it is, its size, if appropriate, and so forth. So let's take our file folder analogy and show you where WindowWise is actually located on your computer. The WindowWise program files are actually several levels deep in the hard drive. If you're running a 32-bit version of Windows, the full path will be C and then a folder called Program Space Files, and inside that, another folder called GW space micro. And again, in one more folder, you will find window-eyes. This mostly holds true if you're also running a 64-bit operating system, but instead of the GW space micro and window-eyes folders being in program space files, They will be found in program space files space left paren x86 right paren. 64-bit versions of Windows include both a program files and a program files x86 folder. I won't go into why that is. Just know that if you are running a 64-bit version of Windows, you will find Windowise inside program files x86. In this case, I'm running a 32-bit version of Windows 7, so I can either down arrow until I get to program files, or I can start typing the word program into this list, and if I type it fast enough, my focus should move straight to it. So I'm going to quickly type the word program to get to program files.
P-M. Program files date modified 12/27/20.
Okay, and I just press the control key to silence that. I'm now at program files, so I can press the enter key to go into this folder.
7 zip date modified 10/27/20/09/10:38 a.m. type file folder 1 of 90.
And we are now in the program files folder. Inside here are additional files and even more folders. Just like before, I can arrow until I get to GW Micro, or I can press G for GW Micro, or start typing GW Micro. Since there are 90 folders in this program files directory, I'm going to quickly type GW to get to GW Micro, so we don't have to arrow through everything else.
GW Micro date modified 12/27/20/10:03:23 p.m. type file folder 26 of 90.
Okay, there's GW Micro. Let's press the enter key to open it.
Window eyes date modified 12/27/20/10:03:24 p.m. type file folder 1 of 1.
And here's window eyes. By default, nothing will be selected when you enter a file folder. So in this case, if you have just one item, you must first press the space bar to select the item, and then you can open it with the enter key. So I will do that now.
Space. Window eyes date modified 12/27/20/10:03:24 p.m. type file folder 1 of 1.
And now I'll press the enter key to open that.
Manual date modified 12/27/20/10:03:24 p.m. type file folder 1 of 173.
And here we have a whole bunch of files and folders. Now let's say I want to get to a file that's in this directory. How about the Windows README? I know that it starts with the letter R, so I'll just press the letter R until we hear README.txt.
R. Readme.txt date modified 5/4/2010/10:53 a.m. type text document size 30 KB 99 of 173.
There it is on the first try. If I want to view this file, I can just press the enter key, and what will happen is Notepad will open with the contents of this file and allow me to read it. Windows Explorer will still be open in the background. Let's quickly show you how that works by pressing the enter key here.
Readme.txt Notepad. Window eyes performance, reliability, and stability edit box. IREAM.
And now we are in Notepad. When I hold down the Alt key and start tapping the Tab key, you will see that Notepad is open inside its own window. And if we keep going, we will actually find Windows Explorer still open to the window eyes directory. So the README file didn't open inside Windows Explorer. Windows Explorer told Notepad to open it. So you can work with more than one file at a time when you open files through Windows Explorer if you need to do so. Let's hold down the Alt key and press the Tab key a few times, just so you can see what windows are open on the taskbar.
Window eyes.
This is actually the Window eyes program folder in Windows Explorer. If I were to let go of the Alt key, we would be back in Explorer.
Window eyes. Readme.txt date modified 5/4/2010/10:53 a.m. type text document size 30 KB 99 of 173.
And there we are. We are back in Windows Explorer. Let's Alt-Tab back to Notepad and close it, because we don't need this document open right now.
Readme.txt Notepad.
Now we can press Alt and F4 to close Notepad.
Readme.txt date modified 5/4.
And now we're back in Windows Explorer. Now we've shown you how to enter a folder by pressing the Enter key to go inside. So now let's show you how to get out of the folder and go back up to the top level of your hard drive. To do that, simply press the Backspace key. On most keyboards, this is usually a long rectangular key at the end of the top row of the main part of your computer keyboard. So you have the section of letters, above that you'll have a group of numbers, and at the very end of that row is the backspace key. So let's press that a few times and see where we go.
Window eyes date modified 12/27/20/10:03.
Now there's the window eyes directory we were just in. If I press Ctrl+Shift+T to read the title of this window, it should say GW Micro.
GW Micro Normal.
And it does. Notice that we also heard that the window is normal. That just means that the window hasn't been minimized or maximized to fit the entire width of the screen. We can press the backspace again. and we should hear that GW Micro is now the selected folder, and pressing Ctrl-Shift-T should tell us that Program Files is now the folder that we are in.
GW Micro date modify 12/27/2010/3:23 p.m. type file folder 26 of 90.
Okay, that sure sounds like the Program Files folder. Let's press Ctrl-Shift-T to verify that.
Program Files normal.
Yep, there's Program Files. Let's backspace again.
Program Files date modify 12/27.
Okay, there's Program Files. I'm going to take a guess that we're back in the local disk C part of the computer.
Local disk C normal.
And Ctrl-Shift-T does in fact verify that. Now, this is just one way you can work with Windows Explorer. If you press the F6 key, depending on the version of Windows you're running, you might see some additional options. Let's do that now and see what we get.
Name split button name.
Okay, the first thing we get if we're using Windows 7, or in fact if you're using Windows Vista, is the name split button. Your focus has actually landed on the column headers. Notice that when we were going through the columns of files and folders, you heard things like the item's name, the date modified, its size, the type of file, for example, if it was a text document or a file folder. You can move the columns around, choose whether or not you want to see them, or you can even change how items are sorted. Let's press F6 again.
Desktop split button.
To get to Windowize, remember we had to open up several different folders first. If we were to hit F6 till we got to this desktop split button, we can basically navigate the path we took to get to Windowize. So for example, the first item is the desktop. The desktop is the topmost folder on your computer. We can press the right arrow, and you will see that next comes computer.
Computer split button.
Right arrow again.
Local disk C split button.
Local disk C. In my case, that's as far as I can go, because the C drive is what's selected, but if I were still in the Windowize folder, I could keep pressing the right arrow key, and that would take me to a button for Program Files. Right arrowing again would take me to a button for GW Micro, and then one more time would take me to a button for Windowize. If I wanted to quickly go back to one of these folders without hitting the backspace key a whole bunch of times, I can press the Enter key on any of these buttons. You can navigate sort of a trail of breadcrumbs to help keep you from getting too lost or overwhelmed when you start going into different levels of file folders. Let's press the F6 key again.
Organize button.
We're now at a command bar. The first option here is Organize. If we left and right arrow, we can move to some different tasks, such as adding files to a library in Windows 7, sharing files over our network, and so forth. Just like with the breadcrumbs part of Windows Explorer we just looked at, you can press the Enter key to activate these items. Let's press F6 once again.
Local disk C closed 1 of 3 tree view depth 3.
And now we're in a tree view of all of your file folders. If you don't like navigating through a list, and you don't like the breadcrumbs approach, you can navigate through a tree. To do that, press the right arrow to expand the item that you're on, followed by the down arrow to actually go inside it. So right now we're in the C drive. Let's press the right arrow to open it.
Local disk C expanded 1 of 3 46 items.
Let's press the letter P until we get to Program Files.
P. Program Files closed 30 of 46.
Okay, there's Program Files. Notice it said closed. This means that this folder contains more folders that we can work with. Press the right arrow again to expand that.
Program Files expanded 30 of 46, 89 items.
So again, let's press G until we get to GW Micro.
G. Google closed 25 of 89, depth 5.
And again.
G. GW Micro closed 26 of 89.
And right arrow again to open the GW Micro folder.
GW Micro expanded 26 of 89, one item.
And we can just down arrow to the first item here because there's only one, and that's Windowize.
Windowize closed depth 6.
And as you've already seen, Windowize has some folders of its own. So now to go back up the tree, I can just press the left arrow a few times to close each of these folders that we just opened. Let's do that now.
GW Micro expanded 26 of... GW Micro closed 26. Program Files expanded 30 of... Program Files closed 30 of... Local Disk C expanded 1 of 3 for... Local Disk C closed 1 of 3.
And there we go. Now we're back in the list of hard drives. You can do much more with Windows Explorer, such as move files and folders around, make new files and folders, and so forth, but that really goes beyond the scope of this tutorial. Even so, we hope that this has given you an idea of how to use Windows Explorer with Windowize. Now, let's move on to the next section of the tutorial.